Okay, I would like to bring to order the Policy Transportation Committee for the House side. And we are going to be looking at our rules first, which you have a copy at the dais. And this is the organizational meeting that I have called to order to adopt the committee rules. And I would like to ask the member, please, to make the motion, and then we'll see if there's any.
Chair McLean, I move that we adopt the proposed committee rules. And I don't see a date on those. Are they dated today?
Madam Chair, they would be as presented as how they.
All right, certainly. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules as presented.
Representative Vile has moved to adopt the proposed committee rules as presented. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, I would like to call for a roll call vote.
Rep Bonham?
Aye.
Rep Evans?
Excused.
Representative Noble?
Yes.
Representative Salinas?
Yes.
Representative Wilson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Meek?
Aye.
Vice Chair Vile?
Aye.
Chair McLean?
Aye. Okay, at this time, before we, I'm going to gavel out the informational meeting.
Oh, yeah. So,
and now
the
I'm going, the rules are adopted. Thank you very much. Okay, at this time then, we're going to, I would like to let the people who are here be able to introduce themselves. And I also believe we have a new staff member. So I'll start out with our committee assistant. And Matt, if you'd raise your hand, this is our new staff member. We're welcoming you to your first meeting and your first session. And so let's start down here with our new member. And just introduce yourself, please, today and say hello.
Representative Daniel Bonham from House District 59. This is really as close to day one as you can get. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, we're going down the line. I thought it was just the new folks.
No.
Old codgers, too?
Yeah.
Old codgers, too, Witt.
State Representative Brad Witt, House District 31, the northwest corner of our state.
State Representative Carl Wilson, House District 3, and that would be Grants Pass and Josephine Kelly.
Mark Meek from House District 40, which is Oregon City, Gladstone, Jennings Lodge, Johnson City, and unincorporated Clackamas County sections of.
Rich Vile, House District 26, which runs from South Hillsborough through Shoals, Sherwood, and down into Wilsonville. And my plug today is that is the fastest growing district in the state and needs transportation to be addressed more than anything else. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Which he has ideas on.
Which I do have ideas on.
I'm Paul Evans. I represent House District 20, Monmouth Independence, West Salem, South Salem. We're not the fastest growing, but we are the prettiest.
Representative Ron Noble, you're almost the prettiest. And from House District 24, which is the south city limits of McMinnville up to Hillsborough High School and all of the beautiful farmland and vineyards in between.
Good morning, Representative Andrea Salinas from House District 38, which is Southwest Portland and Lake Oswego. I was appointed in September, so I've had a couple of ledge days under my belt, but this is my first official committee hearing.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here today, and I think you guys are a mighty fine-looking committee, and I think we're nice and balanced, and look at our great vice chairs. So thank you. We're going to have some good work in front of us this session, and I look forward to your comments, your ideas, and really making sure that we have good policy from our committee go forward. And I'm Susan McLean, and I'm new, and so if you hear or see Patrick poke me, it's because I'm supposed to pick up the gavel or lay it down, one or the other. So at this time, we are going to be going through a public hearing and a possible work session.
Just a public hearing.
Public hearing first. And the work sessions will be a possible one. And you said I'd have language that I could read.
Oh yeah, Madam Chair. So if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So For both bills, we are still awaiting paperwork. Okay. So staff's recommendation that we just have public hearings today and then roll over to Wednesday, the work sessions, Madam Chair.
Okay, and I want to say something about that. My preference would always to be to have the public hearing on one meeting and then not vote till the next meeting, so that if there are issues, that we have a chance to talk to each other and work through it. But if there are some bills that we've heard before, we feel like they're pretty straightforward, they don't have a ways and means, you know, type of referral, then there could be times where we go ahead and vote on that same day. So I want to be consistent, and if there's any issues with that, talk to your vice chair and let me know. We'll be meeting this week sometime so we can talk about that some more. So thank you very much. So I'm opening a public hearing on House Bill 4062. And Patrick?
Oh, yes, Madam Chair. So House Bill 4062 was one of our committee introductions from the interim. This measure modifies certain fees for documents and services that are provided by the Oregon Department of Transportation's Driver Motor Vehicle Services Division. It also reorganizes some statutes relating to motor vehicle titling and registration, and driving privileges, and vehicle business certificates. We do also have in on our possession, it should be on the dais and on OLIS, the Dash 1 Amendment. The Dash 1 Amendment makes a technical correction to Section 7 of the bill, or Section 7 of the bill, Madam Chair, that replaces an ORS with another ORS, Madam Chair. That's just a technical correction. We have received an indication from LFO that will have a minimal fiscal impact. I should mention that this measure came to us with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, but in light of the minimal fiscal impact, it's been suggested by LFO that perhaps this doesn't need Ways and Means referral, so we'll be speaking to the Speaker's office about maybe removing that, Madam Chair.
Okay, and I've just learned that we have to write a letter, so we'll write a letter and get that to the Speaker's office so we could take care of that right away. So thank you very much. So I'd like to invite our two staff members from ODOT. We have Amy and Tom, if you'd like to come forward, and you'll be presenting on this today, is my understanding. Whatever order you prefer, and please give your name for the record.
Sure. Chair McLean and members of the committee, my name is Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation, today assisting in representing the DMV. This is really the third time this committee has heard about this bill or this concept. In the 2017 session, a bill was heard in this committee that made significant changes to DMV fees. Almost all of DMV's fees are written into statute. There's no rule writing involved. DMV had gone through an extensive cost study to see what the products and services DMV issues cost and brought forward a bill. This committee made significant changes to that bill and sent it due pass down to Ways and Means. Parts of that bill were adopted into House Bill 2017, the transportation funding package, and others, the rest of the bill died down in Ways and Means. And so this committee brought back during the interim a discussion about the remainder of the bill. And so in the November legislative days, we presented on this topic as well. And today we're here a third time with House Bill 4062, which again this committee brought forward and we're here to talk about. The bill has five main components. First, there's just a significant reorganization of statutes. Just over time, the statutes become very disorganized and very difficult to read, certainly for a layperson and even for staff. So you see significant reorganization within the bill. Secondly, there are nine fees in the driver's licensing world that are rounded up to a whole dollar amount. This aids in efficiency for staff and in programming. Third, it makes several fees the same for very similar products. So in particular, there are commercial driver's licensing skills tests. There are different versions of this test. It lasts about 2.5 hours, a one-on-one transaction. One of the tests, or several of the tests, costs $70. One of the tests costs $56, and several others of this test cost $0. They're free, despite it being a 2.5 hour transaction. So what the bill would do is make all of those skills tests a $70 fee. I would note that $70 does not cover the costs of that transaction, but the effort here is not cost recovery, as we presented in the 2017 session, but rather consistency among the various products that are nearly the same. The fourth item that the bill does is requiring ODOT DMV to report to the legislature each biennium regarding the costs for DMV to deliver its products and services. The department went for many, many years without studying the cost to deliver our products and services, and under the leadership of Tom McClellan, the DMV administrator, began doing these studies in 2013 with significant input from outside sources, including the Legislative Fiscal Office. And so it, because all of our fees really are baked into statute, it seems to make sense that DMV should be reporting to the legislature on its costs so that the legislature can then make the policy choice as to whether to change fees over time. The fifth item in the bill is a technical fix. There is one single fee. It's a registration fee for certain heavy vehicles. During session, it was inadvertently removed from statute, so this kind of vehicle has no registration fee. So legislative council chose to insert it into this bill. There are about 20 vehicles total that are assessed this fee, but there's a lengthy set of fee charts within the bill. That's what that does. So those are the five main elements of the bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Tom McClellan, DMV Administrator with the Department of Transportation. I really have nothing more to add to the testimony, just to help with any questions that you might have about the bill.
Are there any questions from the committee? I think we were all here for both meetings, and then our two new members were here for legislative days. And so if there are no other questions, you two are the only ones that have signed up to speak on this bill. You did make one comment, and that was that we were trying to have consistencies in fees, not necessarily have full recovery of cost of the services. But I think that we did hear in that report in 2017 that at least we get part of the way there by having consistencies with these fees for like fees for like services. And so I do think it does help us in both of those frameworks. If I'm wrong, let me know. But would you say that's a true statement?
Chair McClain, I would definitely agree with that. Thank you.
I would too.
Thank you very much. So at this time, then, I want to thank you for your testimony. And if there are no questions, then we will close the public hearing on House Bill 4062. And we'll now open a public hearing on House Bill 4111. And Patrick.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 4111 clarifies fees related to obtaining a Real ID compliant driver license for applicants that are seeking an original their first driver license as a Real ID, a replacement driver license being transferred to a Real ID, or renewal of an existing license into a Real ID compliant license. There are no amendments to this bill. We have received a statement. This bill also has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, Madam Chair, but we have received a statement of no fiscal impact on this, so I believe this is in the same boat as the last bill, which is we'd be requesting maybe that we'd be rescinded. This is Representative Wilson's bill, and I believe he was planning to present testimony at it. To start us off, Madam Chair.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Carl Wilson, House District 3. I'd like to point out that Representative Witt and I are the chief sponsors of the bill here. When we had an informational hearing back in November on Real ID and where the state was going with it, it became apparent through testimony that we needed to look into that situation further. Of course, there's a legislative record established previous about where we're going with Real ID here in our country. And I would think that, in looking and reflecting on the testimony, if my figures are correct, and I know that DMV will correct me if I'm wrong here, but we plan to start our offering of Real ID to our citizens here in the state as of July 2020. And one of the things that became of concern to us during the testimony was the fact that there was no obvious ability to prorate fees for those folks who had purchased an eight-year credential somewhere along the way, whether it's driver's license or ID. But there was no way to rebate back to those people who had purchased or wanted to purchase real ID. And Representative Witt really flagged that in testimony, that he was truly concerned about what our constituents would think when being encouraged to move to real ID. We would make it a bitter thing for a number of folks simply because they weren't being credited on the purchase of the new eight-year Real ID credential. They weren't being credited for licensure on typically, you know, your routine licensure. And so we began to try to cast about and find a way that might make sense. And with the help of DMV and LC, we were able to come up with a concept that we see in House Bill 4111. Let me just, before I move on, I don't want to steal the whole show here, just ask Representative Witt if he'd like to make any comments on where we went.
Representative Witt?
Well, Madam Chair, Representative Wilson, I think, Representative, you've done an excellent job. Model testimony, and I don't think I have anything more to add. Hey, so
thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate once again your signing on with me to move this forward.
Thank you.
What we're attempting to do in this bill is to have some havens that we can sail into here when it comes to offering some form of previous credit for those who have a typical credential now and want to convert. And, you know, you may ask why someone would want to convert to the Real ID, and that is that at some point in time, the federal government will not let you fly even a domestic flight right. without a Real ID identification of some form. Otherwise, you'd have to have an alternative form of identification, and most often we think of a passport. And for those who really don't want to drag a passport along to prove up on a domestic flight, they would want to convert, I think, to Real ID. There are some other things that you won't be able to do if you have not converted over to Real ID, and one involves going into nuclear facilities and some other federal buildings without your passport or some form of ID. So I would think that we would want to make this as attractive as possible for Oregonians to switch as soon as the state is able to show them a pathway to do that. So we have anchored some of these fees to some fees that already exist in statute for the original driver's license, for someone just coming into the system who wants to go Real ID. They would pay the $54 fee that an original driver's license would cost, plus an upcharge for Real ID, that amount to be determined. For those who would want to simply replace the credential, the eight-year credential that they have now, they would come in under the statute that fixes a cost to the replacement of a driver's license. And then finally, for one who would want to, one would want to wait till renewal period to do this, it affixes the base cost of the Real ID credential to $34, which is the renewal fee, but there would also be the Real ID upcharge on that. So anyway, it accomplishes what a proration theme simply couldn't, because it would be too complex, and at least offers some anchor points here that would give someone some credit, previous credit, for licensure.
Thank you very much for the introduction. We can bring up staff from ODOT, I believe, Amy and Tom again. You guys are okay? All right. So are there any questions on this bill for the carriers? My goodness, you guys are being awfully remarkably. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Meek.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the work, because I do remember being caught off guard that there wasn't any, you know, allowance for upgrading it after you have just, you know, even a month before. Yeah, so great work. I appreciate it. And thank you.
Thank you, Representative.
Any other questions or comments or editorials? Okay. Thank you very much for bringing that forward with us today. And I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 4111. And there are a couple of announcements that we need to make. First of all, because we got a shorter amount of time and we didn't know how long the question might go on this, we asked for an extra meeting on Friday. And that's because we have bills that we think will bring some testimony and will bring some public interest, and we want to make sure that we do a good job of doing public business in the public. And so if you haven't noticed, there will be a 3 o'clock meeting added on Friday for this committee. So this committee will meet on Wednesday, and then we'll at the regular time, and then we'll meet on Friday at 3 o'clock. We're expecting a good group of folks to come and talk about those bills with us. And because this is the short session, we're very fortunate. We have a manageable amount of bills, so I feel like we're going to be able to do a good job on getting both our questions out and also let the public have some time to talk to us. But I also think it's important for you to use the vice chairs and the chair on this committee and make sure that if you have questions or you have concerns or you have issues, that you let us know what those concerns and issues are so that we can be working with them and making sure that we have the right people at the meeting to be able to answer any questions that you have. We don't necessarily have time to bring a lot or all bills back or bring in more invited testimony. So the more we know before the meeting, the better off we're going to be. So if I could just, as a chair and for my vice chairs, just require and request that you would kindly just talk to us as much as possible between the meetings so we can do a good job. So are there any other comments or questions or any staff?
Madam Chair?
Yes, please, Representative Vile.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And because we're getting done early, I'd like to invite all the members of my caucus to my office immediately following for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yes, Representative Witt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You mentioned the Friday hearing. Is that this Friday standalone, or is it every Friday that you're anticipating?
No, it's just this Friday.
Okay, thank you.
And we're making up a little bit of time for today. The fact that we couldn't, you know, act on some of these because we didn't have paperwork.
Sure.
And because we have two or three that are a little more interesting than others to the public, and we want to make sure they have time to come and visit and find out about them. So any other comments or questions or items for the good of the order? If not, then we will close the